covered. Right. Most of them. That's right. And the ones who do care enough and know enough know the wrong things.
Fast. House of cards is the top of the two sides of the
dwellings. And you've got to be on record as having done that with it before we move on anything else. To consult with him on his views on people for any of the other things before we... You don't want him to feel that we locked everything up without his input.
Sit down with you and go over the
ash mine.
the basic plot and where it leads. See whether we're on, if you're in a basic agreement, then we've got implementation on part, and we've got direction established on the rest. If you're in agreement with that, then thing gets to organization and all that. You're going to have to listen to that at some point. You're not going to be very interested in it.
I will be. Can't be
Well, it's the mechanics of organization now, which are actually they're damn important because they're going to send up monumental signals if we do this right. And that's what they're important from that viewpoint. They're important politically and public relations wise, as maybe even more than substantively. Substantively, they're damn important also. Before you get into that, maybe you want to, because you ought to get into it with John and me, I think, and then when I get Ash up, I've got Ash doing the finishing stuff on it. I met with him this morning. He's down there working. I think we're going to have a problem with Ash on OFB.
He won't want to take it.
I don't think so, but I think he will if we tell him we want him to take it, get it set up and all, and then get people in and then get out of it, and then you want to move him into international economics somewhere, which is what he really wants to get into. For
we should get Peterson a good job over there in Europe.
No, Ash has got a different concept. I think what Ash would like to be is a staff guy under the Secretary of the Treasury or whoever is the chief economic man for the international coordination. Then he has this concept, which he will want to sell to you, and which you may think is ridiculous, or you may think it makes a lot of sense. I don't know which it is. But he's convinced that you've got to, on the international economic area, you need an ad hoc, non-formal, but very potent international economic non-operational group that's outside of GAAP, that's outside of the European community. And he thinks the way you have to do it is that all the heads of state of the major economic powers have to say simultaneously that they are taking a personal interest in the international economic community and create an ad hoc summit organization consisting of the personal representative of each head of government, who have no power, but who deal with overall economic peacekeeping and are charged with developing the recommendations together to go back to their governments of the rules of international economic warfare, just like the Geneva conferences and things that developed the rules of international military warfare. And I think, obviously, he sees himself as being your guide to that summit organization. He sees it as an informal thing where you and not with big staffs and all that. It's where 10 guys or however many economic nations there are sit down and work these things out over a period of time. He says nobody's really looked at the whole question amongst the nations of how to deal with each other economically.
Situation where absolutely cannot, but you cannot take Henry's judgment on the other field.
Yes.
He's not good at that.
But the structure, the thing we're talking about and how we put this together, I think, lays out the groundwork for that. Henry's in full agreement with it. I think it does. Our Senate. Maybe Ash is worth more in that area. I don't know how important. I don't know anything about that area, so I don't know whether it's important or not. Ash thinks it is. Conley thinks it is. Schultz thinks it is. The people that know about that.
And the planning problem. You see, my concern on planning is that you cannot go up for confirmation. I'm just not going to have that. Any fights on confirmation.
Okay. That was in the international thing, yeah.
Just put aside.
Well, that's why we ought to look at this structure. You may see some ways that some of this fits in. I don't know. My view of Pete is you just thank him and let him go back, which he's ready to do.
He's a good man, frankly. If we didn't have the confirmation problem, we could stick him over in state as the undersecretary
I'd put Carlucci as right next to it. But Carlucci has to be programmed and he has to be backed up. And I don't think Rush is the guy to do that. And that's not what you're putting Rush in there for. You're putting him in to...
Well, the point is, what is your feeling about something planning it down before the full rights committee? Just the whole on a confirmation early. That's for sure. I understand. Some of them are not very stand up. Fine, the Joe County for ways to embarrass us. That's what my concern is in the planning committee.
Beyond that, though, your concern isn't just confirmation. You're concerned about his method of operation, which is valid also.
Yeah. I must say, I would not be too damn concerned about his method of operation.
Like that. If you want to get the blame and credit for it. Special assistant to the president for reorganization of the State Department. Staff. But move him physically over to state and have him direct the reorganization of the State Department. At White House direction, with Carlucci as the guy doing it all.
Thing right on to you. Every decision is made here.
That's right. Every one of them. That's right. It's got to be over there, and they got to take the out there.
Okay. He is just like Under Secretary of State, he works very closely with Henry on sandwich level.
Henry would buy that if it's for the organization. He'd have a problem on policy. Put him in. I mean, if he says he would, he would.
Let him go over there.
That's.
Somebody that you do put that outside. Oh.
He is less likely to be taken in by anybody from outside.
It has to be an insider. Somebody that knows them. Somebody we've worked with.
You'd have to do it. You'd have to bring him over once a week to the White House and give him another shot of vitamins. Adrenaline. I'm a bitch type guy like Pete who is arrogant. In some ways, he's beautifully suited to deal with him. He's sort of their type of guy. And they can't one-up him on the social scale. And they can't dazzle him with that kind of crap. I mean, it just won't interest him.
I say, I don't have to go for confirmation. I do it in a match. It would be for Rush to take him on.
For administrative reorganization.
Special assistant for administrative reorganization. I don't think he's interested in the... Of course, he's not so interested in the classy title. He's interested in doing one hell of a job. And this would be a huge opportunity for him.
This is the problem in this town, and it's a real one, though, given that you have official things done without the title. And it is a problem.
Sure is. Well, Rose is speaking of the problems from now on. I want to get over that mail operation. There's a person that's bits of our own making spoiled to the point that
and you can't always
buy it. I didn't know that it was a family bitches because of her fellow accommodations were good or something. I didn't mention it specifically. Yes, it's New Orchard.
She isn't in the new villa because we were working there. She should have a better villa than her husband or I have.
She didn't make it like that way. Maybe just had an impression that she was it's just one of those personal things. You know, you start to think how much we did for her when we had her with her name.
She has a much bigger villa than
we did.
No, she normally gets one of those little single
villas. We didn't have her, but we had nobody over. I think her problem is also, she must take Bob on one hell of a lot of winding around from all the ventures.
Not much anymore,
We all get that.
Maybe that bothers her too.
That's a tough problem. You gotta give her more to do.
Well, but then she bitches because, she won't take it, for one thing. I mean, anything you ask her to do, she says, I'm not a file clerk, and I'm not a secretary of the staff. And it's out of business, and then she's not around. Stays in there,
just pounds it up,
bangs it out, and I don't know how she can stand it.
How she could. Masochistic or tendency, I guess. She just comes in, does her work.
Kind of lines I think you just gotta coast with it. It's too damn bad that you get the negative leaps back, because
what you can do is to avoid.
Well, I thought you told her to come up.
No, there was no reason at all for her to come up here.
Yeah, better reason. I said, she's a... She has something to do. She's a problem, because she starts going
extremely negative.
Well, drinking.
Over there for for just kids at the U-Line Arena or some damn place in there with a big hot band and the rest, and come over and make that the thing where the kids cheer.
See my point?
That might be done anyway.
One thing you could do, like tonight.
I'd like to have something separate so that it just isn't a white tie fat cat bastards.
And the night before the inaugural, instead of just having the inaugural concert with the Philadelphia Symphony, have that in
one theater. We don't have that at all.
Well, have that in one theater, and have a young voters deal in the other theater, in the concert hall. And you go to both. You don't sit through the whole symphony. You go and sit through the first half of the symphony, you go over and greet the young voters and sit through a little bit of their stuff.
Have their start a little later.
Or have it start, Stagram.
Yeah.
And
but have a big party where they're all there, where they come in, young voters, and boy, let them.
Really? An event. But it is a young voters
enthusiastic. Yelling, shouting.
And then have your Eugene Ormsby thing, and then maybe in the other hall have a country music.
Country music
concert or something like that.
Oh, that's more.
That's a different group
or altogether. Country music, or.
That's the southern.
Or rather than southern. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't need to get any other. That's very good.
Maybe a combined country music and gospel singer type or something like that.
Country music and well, basically celebrities are celebrity types. The country music, the Carpenters, they're not country music.
No, they'd be the kids. They're the tiki bars.
Fine, right? You put them in the Carpenters.
The country music is the Johnny Cash crowd.
The kids go to that too, don't they?
Yeah, but it isn't just kids there. That's it's more older people.
And the Armies. They have three concerts. I think we should have three.
And the different flavors of America.
And what would you have the next night?
For the ball, I don't know. I'm not sure what you do. I'm
sure it'll work. You could have outstanding entertainment.
That's what you want. You go to the ball to be seen and to see the famous people. And what you want to do is provide a thing where people can mingle around, move around, and see the famous people. Used to do it. I'm not sure what they are yet.
Get comedy up.
Okay.
And I think you ought to get Folsom up pretty soon,
right?
Back to here.
You got Henry. Want to start those tomorrow, maybe?
Sure.
How do you want to run a schedule here?
Very important. Having Coulson do it. You and I just talked to Coulson. Just the two of us. Say, let's talk about the hell. Excuse me. Are you going to talk to him a little bit?
But I haven't told him where the decision is. I think maybe I ought to.
Yeah, you ought to sort of stay on.
So that he isn't coming in thinking you're going to tell him you want him to be Secretary of Labor.
Secretary of Labor is up. That's got to be on. And
I give him but it won't take long. I think I ought to have a while before he sees you just to prepare him, lay the
ground. Get him up in the morning. And so that he knows calmly whenever he can come tomorrow or the next day.
I don't know if you'll be back tomorrow, but
well,
whatever day it is,
don't even come back. Just say the end of the day, the first day back, we might see it. What about Malik? Some of the top campaign people, you're going to keep, Magruder's going to stay and do the inaugural anyway, right? Is he a good man to do that? Does he have the organization? Well, John's going to help him on that, too.
Oh, yeah. But Jim's good for that. Thing that we need to do there, you'll be very good.
Okay. Why you put advance on that?
Oh, sure.
Who's our best advance? We really ought to put this inaugural on our own way. Don't have that assholes from Washington do it this time. And that's to be the order to development.
Right.
Don't you see my point?
Yeah.
Don't let that jackass committee from the District of Columbia, we didn't carry the District of Columbia, and we're going to put our young people in. Our advance men know everything, and they'll work with the military aides, and we'll run this thing as smooth. Also, we've got to determine what about the enemy, who's going to come, who's going to be the bands, and that sort of thing. incidentally, that parade is very important planning, too.
Well, the guy was planning in terms...
I think of the guy that does a rose parade, for one thing, but the important planning in terms of being school and sure that, not only personally, let's get the bands and units again representing some of our new majority. Maybe we have some people marching in Polish costumes, so Italian costumes. I mean, in other words, make it the people that made America. Something like that. The Polish group, the Italian group, you know, Lithuanians, Cubans, etc. See what I mean? Have that kind of float rather than every son of a bitch in the state. Why have the states? That's the only problem.
No, but you do it, you let the governors ride as a unit or something, and you just run through the states that way. Instead of doing a state, of course
I think it's more a question.
Maybe you let each
marching units.
Look, maybe you let each state take a theme within the state. In other words, the primary nationality group in the states that have those. So let's
get somebody on that, work on that immediately. Some sort of who would that be? Now that we can think of that. They can imagine it if it's created in the garment.
No, what we were going to do was have Chapin and the guys that have been doing, you know, the convention stuff, that kind of thing. But now if we got to move him out, we can still use some of those people.
Well, stay in
the event, stay in on this.
I'd like to see the inaugural, so it isn't just the routine inaugural parade, don't you think so?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I know it is, yeah. My pen. I remember I got a pen with Mark.